So the title of this book is, What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? Yeah? So like I explained the other day, yeah? You look at the four circle. Yeah? This one describes to you the process of creation. Means how from the source the creation process come about. So the first thing that can come out from the source is the pure awareness. But this one, you need a form and mind to come first, understand not? Once the form and mind is there, then there is a gateway, understand not? Where you can access this. But without accessing this, the moment the mundane maya is without thought, this one appear, understand not? This one appear. The moment you are without thought, actually the awareness nature is there. But you cannot go in, understand? Because you don't know the gateway. Understand? So initially, you stabilize the awareness nature by learning how to silence your mind. Awareness-based meditation is silence your mind only. Remember the silent mind? The silent mind is your true mind. What is a silent mind? You don't verbalize, you don't chatter, you're completely silent inside, understand? So when you are silent, that nature inside there is without thought, without images, without sankhara activity, nothing. Stillness. Understand not? Tranquility. Clarity. Understand? But the awareness can be aware. But there is no word, no concept, no mundane mind, nothing. That's why this one is beyond thought, beyond mind. So pure awareness is when you are here. When the thought doesn't cloud you and distract you, then from here you see the phenomenal world. The senses is still with you there. Understand not? The senses is still with you. But now the mundane mind, no more. The first to come out is this one. From here it creates the mundane mind. Remember? Through your senses, it projects all this phenomenal world of consciousness means what? Your seeing consciousness, your hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. This is the one that allows you to know the phenomenal world of consciousness and interact with the world. Without the senses, you can't. That's why this one is projecting consciousness. Whereas if you silence this one, the sense door is not active, understand? Then you are aware. Aware but not clouded, understand? So this awareness that see is not a consciousness. It's seeing things as they are, understand? No word, no concept, no image, nothing. Just the direct seeing, the pure seeing, without labeling, nothing. Then, because this is the pure awareness, then you can be aware of how you create the mundane mind that come out from here, understand? Like I said, from the spacious awareness, suddenly you realize this fellow shrink to perceive something. When you want to know something, when you want to think, you focus, understand? You shrink the spacious awareness into a thought. Then you input the content. Then this one, like we have gone through, the Mahayana say, the mind consciousness, which is common to all the senses, is the sixth consciousness. You remember? The sixth consciousness is what? Sanya. Ah. So Sanya brings the external form in and is a common denominator for all the senses to create sense door consciousness. Understand? That's how the 18 sense right create the phenomenal world of consciousness. Okay? So people don't understand this. To them, when I'm conscious, I'm also aware. That's why Ng Bee know how to answer in the book, the transcript. Yeah, he said, she tried. I said, you just describe the way you understand, you will get it right. Then she got it right. So she straight away know. He said, relative. People can be conscious, but they are not aware. You know the meaning or not? When you wake up, you're conscious, yeah? You're conscious of what? You're conscious of life, but you're lost in thought and so on. You are not aware inside here. You didn't touch this one. But when you touch this one, whatever this fellow do,
you are aware, understand? All this is what the direct seeing is all about. Silent, Krishnamurti say, silent, choiceless awareness. Understand? Or observation, he used the word observation, okay? So what I define is awareness before the knowing. That is the T, understand? So it's the same. So before the knowing, before the mundane mind start, this one observe, understand? This one also observe the five aggregate, how you actually project out and create this. That's why I say this is illusionary, understand? You check with your senses, you know. Open your eye, everything real already appear. You're conscious of it already. You close your eye, all the creation through your seeing consciousness disappear. Understand? I remember when the early year when I cultivate, that penetrative understand really come on. Then I just open my eye. Wow, everything. Like the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. That Dharma become a reality, you know, understand? Then, when conditions cease to be, everything cease to be. You close your eye, no sense data go in already, isn't it? That's why all the creation is gone. They come and they go. And how real can it be? Well, it's just mental image, consciousness, understand? Outside already dependent, originating, condition arising, causal. Not so real. Not a permanent engineer. Then how do you know? The knowing comes from perception, which is just a mental image in your brain. Understand? No? That's why all this become clear. No? Then you like wake up. No? And it reached a point, you know what happened to me? No? I was taking my bath. No? Yeah, I was so aware, fully aware. Then suddenly, when within the bath, I realize I am nothing. You know what is nothing or not? Not only hollow in that sense that you feel empty. I am nothing means what? Whatever I cannot be aware of, is not real or not? Understand? No? So when I am aware, I don't use the senses. No? Understand? No? The only thing I was aware of was the sensation. No? When the water dropped down, no? And I was so aware until all this droplet of water that touched my tactile, I can feel. No? So that was the only reality. The rest, all, if I don't open my eye, it's not there. No? You know? Not real. But physically, you know they exist. But to me, when I am here, they don't exist. Understand? No? That's why empty nature. Then because the feeling is very near this fellow, that's why I can sense it. Understand? No? That's why after I came out of the bar, I was fully aware. No? And you know what happened after that? As usual, I came down. Then that time, I remember it was time to go and join my second last teacher. Yeah, we used to go there certain time for meditation. Then I went there. He asked whether I got anything to report or not meditation. I said, I got something to report, but not meditation, when I take bath. And you know what happened? After I had that experience, I come down. I told you, I looked at the mango tree opposite. The moment I give it a push, the awareness see, that consciousness energy gone, no. Means the image is not there, no. That's why the tree disappeared. No? Then I said, what is that? I thought, cannot be. I'm a science student, no. How can that thing disappear? Means my awareness has gone beyond the thought consciousness. No? Then I looked at my car. The Toyota like is that carry the monk one. No? Again disappeared. No? And I thought, what is all this? But of course, after that, it come back lah. Understand? How can it completely disappear? But to me, when I'm inside there, all this gone, no. That's why not real. So I went to my second last teacher there. You know what she told me when I reported? She said, do you know who are you? He asked me 3 times. Then later on, he told me, you came with a very, very heavy vow. When he said that, I said, I know. Then you know what he told me? No? You are expert in mindfulness in the past, he said. Your mindfulness, you have reached a level monk also cannot do one. Then you know what he told my wife? Get ready, he's going to renounce. You ask my wife. I'm not telling you a story, you ask her. He, that time, panic. But what for? Well, my last few teachers, my last and second last was a lay person. Then my refuge teacher was Xuan Hua. Then you remember Achayantra? You know what he told us or not? He said, if because of the rope I am a monk, if I put the rope on a tree, the tree become monk or not? Correct or not? So he said, monk means what? If you have the Dhamma, Aryan Sangha, as long as you have the embodiment of the four great qualities, means of good conduct, upright conduct, wise conduct, and dutiful conduct, you have this virtue and quality, you are a monk, understand? Whether the rope is there or not is no different. Because the embodiment of enlightenment is what? The four things, understand? We chant salutation to the Sangha. Supatipanno, Bhagavato, Savaka Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the monk. Oh, Buddha, sorry. The disciple of the Buddha. Then the second one, of upright conduct, is the order, is the disciple of the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Then of wise conduct. Understand? That's why you have Supatipanno, Ujjupatipanno, then Nyayapatipanno. Then the last one is what? Samichi, of right duty, is the order of the disciple of the Buddha. These are the qualities you must have to make you truly a monk or a holy person, understand? Except that your understanding, your virtue, your quality actually is that thing. So later on I came to know when the Buddha talked about the triple gem, the Sangha is not the ordinary Sangha, you know. No? The Sangha is the Aryan Sangha, understand? No? Those that has become enlightened. So Aryan Sangha, not only with the rope, no, understand? No? Those followers or devotees of the Buddha that has the Dhamma, they are also Aryan Sangha. No? That's why the Sasana, Dhamma protector. As long as you are a Dhamma practitioner, you are a Kayamita, they walk the path of Dhamma, they will support you. Yeah? You protect the sasana. They are supposed to protect the sasana, and you are part of the sasana. They will protect you. Understand? That's why when you travel or when you have the Dhamma, you don't worry. Trust your karmic nature. Understand? No need to worry about this. Worry about. The thing is just the way it is. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditions brought by. You are what you are because of karma. So you worry about what? Why are you insecure? Huh? You want security. So you came to know. That is the problem. Everything also you want to be secure. So when you trust your karmic nature, your spiritual nature and the understanding, all this will protect you. Well, you are born of it, heir to it, conditions born by it. And you are what you are because of it. So all these are the understanding. Okay?